It's okay, you suck a fat dick.
Yeah, fat dick.
There you go.
Got it.
Welcome to Brewsday Tuesday podcast episode 161 with your hosts Tyler Dryblatt, Sam Ginsberg, and Mary Buckner. Here is Tyler Dryblatt.
Hello everybody. This week we will be talking about beer t-shirts, another gross, terrible novelty beer idea, and some scientists who think we should let Big Brother essentially take over our beer. No thank you, scientists. So we'll get all into those fun topics later. And we have Sam and Mary. Hi, Sam and Mary.
Hi.
Yo.
How's it going over there?
Super great.
Good, yeah.
Super great? That's super great.
My dog attacked Mary when she got here.
Yeah, I got hugged by Barley pretty good, and then his claws were sharp, so I look a little worse for wear, but it's okay. Battle scars.
He said hi to her so hard.
Yeah.
Sam, do you cut Barley's toenails?
Oh, we just clipped them
that earlier was the today. Problem.
I think that's the issue.
The sharp edges.
Do you have a special dog clipper?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was looking at Dremels on the internet, and a bunch of people were using Dremels to cut their dog toes.
Those are the like sanded down, right? They like spin really fast.
Yeah.
A belt sander?
Well, it's like a tiny little handheld sander.
It's like a circle that like rotates with like a hand drill. Yeah. And it, like, sands stuff down.
If I use that on Barley, he just wouldn't have paws anymore. Because he wrenches himself all around the whole time trying to escape. So he would get got.
Gotcha. Yeah, I thought it was a terrible idea. I'm glad you don't do that. But, Mary, it's been a long time. What have you brought onto the show?
Oh, my beer or my general personality and sparkle?
Oh, well, I mean, we know what a sparkling personality you bring on.
Oh, fabulous. Well, so I brought on for the beer, as you guys probably guessed, it's another Saison. I'm sorry, this is what was in my fridge. It's called Booyah. Booyah. It's an apricot Saison from the Milwaukee Brewing Company, which I had to look it up 1 second to get the ABV because it wasn't on the bottle. 6.5 ABV.
That's pretty good for a Saison.
It's pretty good for a Saison. So, gonna give it a rip.
A rip?
Yep, that's delicious. Kind of. Uh-oh.
Kind of delicious doesn't sound like delicious.
It was real good at the front, and then at the end it was like, hey, I'm going to taste kind of like apricot now, but like not that much, and now it's kind of bad.
Oh.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel?
Yeah, I have, well, first of all, thank you to this week's sponsor, Sargento, for allowing me to open my bottle with the Sargento Brewsday Tuesday bottle opener.
Oh, of course. Thank you, Sargento.
I have Flying Dog. This is another from their Heat series. I had one on a couple months ago. This is their Ancho Lime Paradise Lager. Ancho peppers and lime peel.
Mmm.
Gross. Straight up gross.
And?
I'm a little perplexed by the way the kind of sweetness... Well, first of all, the fact that there is sweetness from the lime. Like, maybe it's like a key lime. I don't think of lime as being particularly sweet, but there's some sweet lime in here, and it is mingling oddly with the heat. Like, the sweet and the heat is kind of strange. But I think, as is often the case with hot pepper beers, or beers with lots of flavors in them...
They are bad.
Well, hold on.
No?
You need to take your time and experience them and keep an open mind.
All right.
Like, when you kept your open mind by rating the beer before you'd even finish tasting it, and you said it was good and then changed your mind.
Well, it's a good kind of.
Shots fired.
Okay. let's save this final showdown for the end so we can have a whole episode in the can. This is 6% ABV. That's good.
I mean, beer could go in either, really.
Right,
so.
No, I know, but it's still good.
In the keg.
Okay.
Landed. All right, Sam.
What about me?
You were saying you're like ABV and stuff, I think.
Yeah, I was just saying my ABV so I could throw it to Tyler.
Mm. Okay, throne.
So I had Evans Brewing Company's Choco Latte Chocolate Porter. It is 6.8%. It says chocolate flavor flowing over the tongue, followed by a slight espresso finish.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't love coffee, though, so we'll see. It pours very, very, very dark, with a kind of like a light coffee-colored head that's really just sticking around. It hasn't really died down at all. It smells like a chocolate bar. Yeah, I think their description was pretty accurate. It tastes pretty good.
It's flowing over your tongue?
Oh yeah, right over my tongue, and there's a slight hint of espresso at the back. But I really do think there's more chocolate than coffee, which is up my alley. So I like this. I think it's good so far.
Cool. We each have beers that are kind of in our own flavor wells that I think we're liking at least somewhat.
At least somewhat, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. You know what I don't like at all? Not even somewhat?
She's sitting right here, dude. Come on.
Jerk.
Oh. Oh.
Wow, 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 wow. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I was going to say this article by Thrillist.com.
Well, that makes it great content if it's bad. It fits in with the rest of the show.
Like this transition has just become. Thank you, you guys.
Yeah.
From Thrillist.com, scientists say we should water down our beer for the dumbest reason ever.
So dumb, I guess.
So scientist.
Well, yeah, so I dislike both what the scientists say and the way this article was written. I think it's kind of a poor article. But the heart of it is that the Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology research paper that was just published by some scientists.
I wish it had been gastroenterology and herpetology.
That's what I thought of.
But that would have been crazy.
The gastroenterology of snakes?
Yeah.
That would just be like about turtles, and, you know.
Do herpetologists study turtles?
Are they not turtles? Are they just lizards and snakes?
I think herpetologists are...
Snakes. Just snakes.
Is it just snakes?
I think.
Google.
Google break. It's brought to you by Sargento Cheese. Reptiles and amphibians.
Oh, so turtles would be in there.
Turtles are up in there.
Turtles are amphibians. Yeah.
And turtles are not amphibians.
Turtles are not amphibians?
No.
What?
What do you mean they're not amphibians? They live in the water and on the land.
Amphibious means living on water and land.
I thought it was like where they laid the eggs. Like, I don't...
Frogs are definitely amphibians. Yeah. They lay eggs.
Yeah, in the water.
Oh, where they lay eggs.
I just don't think turtles are...
Oh, fuck! Amphibians. We're down a Google hole, you guys. Because
turtles aren't born as like tadpoles and become legged.
Turtles reptiles?
They totally are. Yeah.
Fuck! Turtles are reptiles. Man.
I'm nailing this whole thing.
She just keeps dunking on us about... This, what's it called? Taxonomy?
Yeah. I liked when you were Googling, are turtles reptiles? And there was a thing that was, are turtles reptiles or fish? And I was like, that guy's way off. That guy has no idea.
At least we can band together and say that that guy's dumb.
That guy's not right.
Well, I'm glad we did that.
Look at this URL. turtlesreptilesnotamphibians.wikispaces.com.
Believe it or not, it's spelled wrong. Anyway, so what's this paper about?
It is about how I think these four scientists basically decided that Americans drink too much, and the best way to curb our drinking problem is just to secretly water down the alcohol. And so they should just reduce the amount of alcohol in drinks and not really tell anybody.
So it would still say 6.0% on the label, but it would actually be 4.5%?
I guess. Unfortunately, this article, like I said, is very poor and doesn't 100% describe how this would be done. But, yeah.
I just feel like people just drink more anyway.
Right? So
I don't think people are like, I'm going to drink 8 drinks and stop. People are like, I'm just going to drink until I'm drunk.
And then you would just make drunk and people, like drunk fat people, because now they're just taking in more calories.
Also more money to be spending more.
Oh, man. Right. Maybe this is...
And number...
Big business, man, trying to get our cash dollars.
Big brother, man.
Bro, it's all the same,
and number two,
man.
It is so wrong for business to lie to you like that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we've done articles before about laws in Ireland and stuff where, like, if you get shorted by an ounce, then you get, like, drowned in a keg or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that was some Hammurabi type law.
Yeah.
So this just sounds bad on a number of fronts. I would like to see a better description of how this plot would go down. That would be interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder, it has a link to the article. I'm wondering if there's going to be a paywall here. I can tell you their response time is poor.
There's going to be a knowledge wall. Like, I don't think I can read about gastroenterology.
This article is available free of charge if you log in.
Especially because it's my enterology.
Okay, yeah, fuck this article. Well, I'm not reading this shit.
Yeah, see, like, it's so science-y, isn't it?
It's not even that it's too science-y. It's, I don't want to sit down and read this while we're trying to record a show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but what's up, science? Getting down on that government collusion. I feel like we're really going back to the age of fascism.
I mean, if you're going to do something like this, don't do it by, like, you know, tricking your consumers. There are legal ways to do this, like...
Like what?
Taxation.
On what?
Like you could...
Partying?
Yeah,
no, like strong tax brackets for beers above a certain percent.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's only economically viable to make like 3.5% alcohol beers.
I mean, it's just like how liquor is taxed more heavily than beer.
Mm-hmm.
If you change the way the bracketing works to be like, so as soon as your 7% is way more expensive than 6.9, then everyone would do 6.9. If you have another bracket at 4.9 versus 5, then, you know, then people are making lower alcohol beers, so naturally you're going to drink more, but then at that point it's less economically viable for mm-hmm. consumers to get drunk, and that would right. It would frustrate me if we were reading an article about how they're going to do that, but not nearly as much as if I found out that we were being lied to about alcohol content.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think this is going to happen in the least bit. You know, I would be shocked if this happened.
I guess I'd be shocked. I just don't think the government, like, reads... The whole government does not read scientific papers and then act on them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so there's just no way it's going to be put into play, thankfully.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then I would just only homebrew, because I can take the measurements of my ABV and know exactly what I'm drinking.
But, yeah. I mean, at that point, they'd probably, like, reduce or put constraints on homebrewing, I would assume.
Or they would recalibrate all of the hydrometers to make it seem like your alcohol was higher in content than it actually is.
Yeah, they'd probably just
change. That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. Let's write a book.
Where that's like the big mystery at the end, the big reveal, is that the government's been conspiring on the gravinometrometers.
Yeah, the gravinometrometers.
Yep, the gravinometrometers.
Yeah. You took a home brewing class.
Yeah, and I've been drinking some brew, so, you know, step off.
All right.
But, Mary, step on to the show and tell us what you've been up to since I talked to you last.
Oh, what I've been up to? I've been doing so many things, which is why I haven't been on the show. So, let's see. What should we talk about first? We can talk about how I got stuck in the Delta travel nightmare.
Did you really?
I did. Or we can talk about how I went to Colorado with Senior Tesla to meet my grandma. Or what was the other third thing I said?
You have cats, son.
I have cats. And then also I went to the Outlet Mall today. So, like, which of those things do you
want
to talk
about? The Outlet Mall sounds by far the least interesting.
Yeah. No, tell me about the Outlet Mall. Did you pick up some, like, sweet slacks or something?
Did you go to the Gap?
I did go to the Gap. I got some cool tees. I'm wearing a t-shirt that I bought today right now. Sam, do you like my t-shirt?
It's got lovely horizontal green and white stripes.
Yep, perfect. That was from the Gap. And then I also bought a very sensible skirt. And some other shirts.
You're not wearing now.
I'm not wearing that.
Rocking some jorts.
Rocking some jorts. That's pretty much Mary's summer look.
Jorts all day.
You did this, Tyler.
I did. I made a huge mistake. So wait, you said you went to Colorado to meet your grandmother, like, for the first time ever?
No, I just to go see my grandmother. So then I brought Senior Tesla to meet her as, like, you know, a family introduction thing.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went there and met up with my siblings. Shout out to Kay, our one listener.
Do you need me to bleep that, or is that all right?
No, I think we said her name before.
Oops.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. Okay. So I went there, met up with my siblings, met up with my grandma, aunts, uncles, the whole deal. And they were all like, oh, this is so great.
Okay, I'll bleep that
Senior
one.
Senior Tesla's so great.
Senior Tesla's so great. It's so handsome. Tesla. Yeah. So that was good. It worked out really well.
Nice.
What do? We went on a boat, motorboat, that my aunt. Is that a reference to motorboating?
You're the one who made the reference. I don't know why you're asking me.
I just said we went on a motorboat, and then you laughed. Good. But they had these giant inner tube things they drag behind the boat that you like hang on. And it was horrible. It was not horrible.
That sounds super fun.
It was really fun. I was really bad at it because I'm very weak and afraid of very action-packed activities.
Okay.
But
wait, did you banana boat? Is that what you're telling me?
It wasn't a banana boat. It was like just a large inner tube with but the hole in the middle was covered by like fabric. So you basically are sitting on like a inflated pancake, I guess, and you're just like holding on to the straps.
So just so you know, you said you're not that into things that are action packed, and the activity you're describing is it's a fancy version of sitting. It is. When you really get down to brass tacks, you're sitting.
Yeah. I have a picture of where I'm lying down. Very intensely.
Oh, so you're reclining. That makes it super triple extreme.
Oh my gosh. And no, it's not that extreme, whatever.
Well, to be fair, whenever I went on one of those tubes, my uncle would always make sure to spin the boat around and then plow through his own wake, so it would be flown high into the air and then out of the tube and into the water.
So I'm being shown a picture. It looks like she's having a really relaxed afternoon with the boyfriend. Yeah, they look like they're...
There's the one where I face plant. That's a good picture.
So I think that they probably just hit a wave and this is the impact, but it really looks more like she just really hates it, so her head is down.
It is really, it's really fun, but I couldn't do it for like a very long time, but it was good. I went bowling. My cousins, I bowled a 60. I'm really bad.
Oh man, that is bad.
Yeah.
The last time I went bowling, I got trashed.
And you bowled more than a 60, I assume.
Probably. I honestly can't remember. I was super drunk.
Yeah, I played with like 5 or 6 other people, and everyone else got more than double 60. So I did real bad.
Yikes.
Yep.
Man, I've never
did they
drank and bowled at the same time. It seems like the type of thing I should do.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun.
It's like really dangerous.
What, because you're hauling a 10-pound ball around with you?
Mine was only 8 pounds.
I almost crushed my own toes so many times.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's not a joke. I actually thought I was going to lose my toes. But wait, what I really actually wanted to hear about, though, was the Delta thingy.
Yeah.
So how long were you trapped in the airport for?
Wait, can we take a step back for those of us who don't pay attention to the news? The thing, she said a thing, and then you sounded like you recognized it, but I don't know what this is.
So Delta, the international airline,
mm-hmm.
had like a catastrophic computer failure.
Yeah.
And like all of their flights all around the world were grounded pretty much,
mm-hmm.
which is like a major deal. And it boned a bunch of people, mm-hmm. Including our friend Mary, apparently.
Yes.
And I want to hear about it.
So someone went full Mr. Robot on that shit? Is that what happened?
I don't know what that means. I haven't seen that show. But yeah,
it's
so that. Whatever
certainly
that,
possible.
Yeah, whatever that Monday was, yeah, like the morning, the system was down all morning, like around the world. So all the flights were grounded and super delayed, whatever. I was flying back to Madison from Ohio. I wasn't supposed to leave until about 5, I think it was, that afternoon. So I was like, maybe it'll be fine. By 5, it was not fine. By 5. So we like rolled to the airport and they're immediately like, oh, your flight's delayed like 3 hours. Sorry. And so we were supposed to fly down to Atlanta back up to Madison. We're already missing the second leg of the flight, obviously. And so I'm like, okay, trying to rebook on the Delta app. Somehow ended up with a flight from Atlanta to Madison, but no flight out of Columbus, Ohio, which is the airport I was in. So I was like, oops. And so figured out, like, called great travel department from, like, work. Got hooked up with a United flight through Chicago. Went over to United. Surprise, United flight super delayed too for some reason. Managed to get to Chicago at like 10 p.m. Drove, maybe it was closer to like 9. Drove from Chicago to Madison. Get to the Madison airport at about midnight. Drop off the rental car, go get my car, and my car doesn't start in the parking lot at the Madison airport. So that was mostly just a bunch of like bad stuff in a row. That wasn't like all Delta. But yeah, that was my adventure.
That sucks real bad.
Yeah, and then my car got towed the next day because I couldn't, like, get it jumped enough to get it out of the parking garage, so I just towed it away.
So you drove here to my home. Did you get it all fixed up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I ended up it was just that the whole battery was drained. I think I might have, like, left a light on or something while
sucks.
I was out of town, and so they just had to, like, recharge the whole battery, and it's been fine since then, so knock on this desk. So that was my whole adventure. Sorry, I just talked for a long time.
No, you're good.
That's too bad. That was a series of unfortunate events.
Mm-hmm.
Should write a book.
You shouldn't, though, because actually that series wasn't very good.
Oh, I loved that.
I never read it at all.
Well, Samuel, yeah, you have a history of reading excellent literature. I should definitely rely on your opinion.
Do I read a bunch of shitty books?
I don't know what you read.
No, you just don't read that much.
No, I don't read that much. I did when I was younger, which is when I read that book series, because it's a young adult series, so I read it when I was like 14 or something.
All right, well, I guess that's fair.
So what's going on with you guys, I guess? Talked about myself for a long time.
Well, we had the Madison Ultimate Frisbee Association Summer League playoffs just wrapped up. So the bracketing is really weird in terms of how rankings end up. But in our bracket, we made it to the finals where we lost. But what ended up happening is because of the way that playoffs and bracketing works, we ended up we were the 18th best team in the league of around 120 teams.
That's pretty good.
So I was pretty stoked for that. And then we went to the Great Dane, which is a thing that you kind of are encouraged to do after every game, but we only did a couple times this season, and it was super fun, and I'm really glad we went.
Good.
Way to go, champ.
Congrats.
And other than that, all I've done is watch Twin Peaks.
Nice.
Been watching a lot of Twin Peaks. I'm almost done.
Have you seen it before?
Once before I started the first episode and got like 20 minutes in, and I was like, this show sucks. Why does everyone like it so much? And turned it off. And then that was probably 6 months ago, and I tried it again. And I maintain that the first 20 minutes, actually probably the first hour of that show, sucks ass. It's definitely worth getting through, but it's really bad.
I've never seen
it. I maintain that a good third of that entire series is very bad. But I still like it in total.
Yeah, I think that it just has some really weird issues with pacing that kind of make it hard to watch for parts of it. But all in all, it's really good.
And super wacky, and I'm super pumped for it to come back on the air.
Yeah, I had heard about that. So there's a show called Stranger Things, which was my binge from last weekend.
Oh, okay.
But it reminded me a lot of what I had heard about Twin Peaks, which is what made me try Twin Peaks again.
Yeah.
But I kind of like Stranger Things better, I think.
Well, Twin Peaks was like trying to make fun of, what are they called? Like romance serials. And then it just kind of became a soap opera for a hot second. And then got back to being a parody again.
Wait, it
and
was,
then ended.
It's supposed to be a parody of romance serials?
Because
it seems more like a parody of like a cop procedural.
Well, it's a lot of things. I guess not a romance serial. I meant like a soap opera.
They're like, solving it's not love crimes.
Not really.
Yeah.
I've never seen
solving
it.
Solving crimes of the heart.
Well, everyone is cheating on someone in that show.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has...
Everyone?
Either two boyfriends or two girlfriends, depending on their sex.
Yeah.
Which gets a little crazy to keep track of, but...
And also, almost every character is terrible, which is weird.
Terrible how?
Just like an awful person.
Like, morally dubious?
Well... Not every character, I guess, but like all the high schoolers are just making terrible decisions.
Oh,
doing drugs and telling secrets.
And they're all just like they are never in school.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh yeah, they're skipping school for months at a stretch. That doesn't seem right.
I stopped listening and just started reading one of the articles. I hope that's fine.
You stopped listening to our Twin Peaks summary?
Yeah, your Twin Peaks twin cast or whatever.
You didn't feel like hearing about the incredibly racist yellow face that happens towards the end of that series?
Oh no! Wait, Sam, how far are you in the series?
I've seen that.
Oh,
well,
no.
Okay, so the thing is, it's not yellow face. No, it's not yellow face. So I can see why there people would take offense to it, but it wasn't a white character playing an Asian character technically.
How much in the show? Tell me.
Okay, so there's this character that they imply has died. Like, they kill off this character, and then they introduce this new character.
Twin Peaks spoilers coming up, sponsored by Sargento.
Thank you, Sargento. And it's this woman who died who has this very elaborate costume to look like an Asian man. And, like, it's not convincing in that... This person looks crazy. Like, this is not what an Asian person looks like. This is what a peculiar caricature of an Asian person looks like. But it's not like the idea with Yellowface is you're taking a job away from an Asian person to give it to a white person, or you're doing like a ridiculous caricature of an Asian person and you don't need an Asian person to do that. It's really just that, do we know why she picked an Asian person to, an Asian man at that, to have be her disguise? They don't really get into that, but that's what she does. And so it's not a white person playing an Asian person. It's a white person playing a white person disguised as an Asian person. So I don't think that's technically yellow face.
Well, it's uncomfortably yellow for my face.
The bigger issue is just the way that her face looks as this Asian guy. This is a crazy, crazy face.
Yeah, I guess she's doing crazy face. Some highly insensitive crazy face.
Well, that whole show is highly insensitive crazy face. They have that weird dancing dwarf on, like, the third episode, and, like, everyone's voice is fucked. And I was like, oh, man, I'm really going to have to buy in if I'm going to keep watching this fucking show. This is so crazy.
Hey, guys, I'm getting a phone call from Sargento. They said we've been talking about Twin Peaks way too long.
Sorry.
They said get back to the beer, please.
Okay.
Well, I'll get back to beer-related content, but not exactly beer. Samuel, do you still have that For My Cold Dead Hands canning shirt?
I have the Come and Take It Crowling shirt.
Oh, okay. I guess that's what it was. Come and Take It.
I spilled a little bit of bleach on it, so now it's a not going out shirt, but it's still super comfy, so it's my favorite around the house shirt.
I was going to ask you if you still wore it out, because this shirt, or the premise of this article from Paste Magazine, is beer t-shirts are the new band shirts. Presumably, people wear band shirts often. Is that a thing?
When my brother was a teen, he wore Tool shirts a lot.
Oh man, every time I see someone wearing a Tool shirt, I'm like, you probably don't know anything.
Every time I see somebody wearing a Tool shirt, I'm like, boy, you have a really phallic object on your chest.
Tool's so bad.
I don't know. I heard that Tool did that on purpose, like named their band Tool. So
yeah.
People would walk around wearing shirts that said Tool on
them. That's possible. But they also made only shitty music.
That's a little mean.
Yep. but yeah, like I have a Mars Volta t-shirt and a DJ Abilities t-shirt.
So yes, people wear band shirts a lot. I guess I do see this, and it's kind of a identifying yourself with a certain style when you wear certain band shirts. And this article, I guess, argues kind of the same thing about beer shirts, that a lot of beer companies are coming out with interesting artwork and kind of branding on their what's the word I'm looking for?
Shirts?
Kind of beer they make.
Oh.
I mean, I have beer apparel.
Do you? What do you have that's beer related?
Well, there was one birthday that Three Sex was like, I'm just gonna get you beer swag. And I was like, neat. So I have an Evil Twin t-shirt and a Flying Dog hoodie.
Okay. I see a lot of beer hoodies around here in Arcata. I don't see too many beer t-shirts, though, to be honest.
People, what was it, out in Southern California, like Stone Brewery in Escondido, they're really popular for like gear. So like, I think my dad has a bike jersey with like one of their logos on it, because they have all the different like gargoyles and whatever for different beers, and they're really cool. My brother-in-law's got t-shirts, I think.
Well, Stone has really cool artwork, so it makes sense for them to have cool apparel. I think Flying Dog has some pretty unique artwork, too, so it kind of makes sense that they...
Like that flying dog they have. What?
This article actually mentions Evil Twin as one of the standouts in the art style label world, so that's interesting, I think.
I think a lot of theirs are kind of... It's just weird, colorful geometrics, as opposed to, like, drawings of actual things. But, and, like, the shirt I have is... You can't even tell it's a beer shirt, because it just has weird colors all over it, and in the corner it's a black t-shirt, and in black print in the corner it says Evil Twin Brewing. So you really have to be looking for it to find it.
That's very silly. But one of the things that the article says is that beer shirts might be cheaper than band shirts. I don't know about that. It always seems like beer clothing is expensive to me, but then again, I'm a certified poor person.
It probably depends where you buy it, because I feel like buying a beer t-shirt from, like, a brewery would be cheaper than buying a band t-shirt at, like, a band's concert.
Yeah,
100%. Because they would be crazy expensive at the concert. But if you're just buying the band shirt, like, online, it could be like cheaper or the same price as I think like a beer shirt.
I think if you were doing online shopping, it'd probably be about the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm just like, $25 for a t-shirt, get that out of here. I'll find something on the street.
All right, Macklemore.
That's the coldest burn I've ever heard in my entire life. Yikes.
You're welcome.
Damn.
So glad to be back.
I don't know where to go from there. I'm hurting. I'm hurting really bad.
Speaking of hurting really bad, should we do the porn game? Sorry, Tyler. Is that where you were going with that?
No, that's fine. That's
something
fine.
Something hurting for a squirtin'.
Oh, God. I just feel like last time I was on here, I was hosting, and I just can't. I gotta, like, chase that bliss, you know?
So I think what you should do next time you're on is I'll do the whole intro spiel and then say, and here's your hosts, and then both of you.
I'm just saying, here's your host, Tyler, and I'll just start talking.
Well, I mean, I would like it to be a level playing field, so I would introduce both of you and then kind of Highlander style wait for one of you to, I guess...
emerge victorious.
Well, decapitate the other, I think, if we're staying in the canon there.
Well, I think I just murdered Tyler really hard with that
burn, you did.
So.
That's true.
I do feel like you've Kurgan'd me, yeah.
I don't know Kurgan.
I thought we were staying with Highlander.
Oh, okay.
The Kurgan's the bad guy from Highlander.
He's that big dude.
It's been a very long time since I saw Highlander.
It's okay.
I watch Highlander every Sunday.
That doesn't sound right.
No. I do like that Queen did the soundtrack for that movie, though.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, seriously.
Is that where Who Wants to Live Forever comes from? Is that from the Highlander soundtrack?
Yeah, and also Princes of the Universe.
Nice.
I gotta watch this fucking movie again.
It's really good. It's not really good.
Is it really good?
It's one of those. Sean Connery rolls up and he's playing like a Spaniard, and they're in Scotland, and he's like the one guy that's not playing a Scottish guy. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, it's horrible.
And he's probably the only one with a good Scottish
accent. Yeah, he is. Because the guy who's the main dude, supposed to be from Scotland, is like American. He's not even trying to like sound Scottish.
At least he's not just doing that British, which just is like old-timey.
Like, yeah, when did we decide that everybody back in the day spoke, like, accented English?
Like, any movie about ancient Greece, everyone's speaking English in an English accent. Like,
yeah.
This is the wrong language and the wrong accent, you fucking clowns.
It just sounds fancy.
It sounds old-timey.
So it's like they're, like, ruling royal people will
really
talk like that.
I just would love to see, like, Troy redone, same movie, but everyone's got a New York accent. Because it makes just as much sense, but it would be ridiculous.
What are we doing over here?
I'm trying to stab this guy. Hey!
Hey, forget about it.
Okay, this is terrible. We need to stop.
Yeah, I'm not going to try
it's
that
It's not
one.
As bad as my urban retelling of Homer's classic, The Iliad.
Oh, yeah. And then we did the porn game. So this one is based on a TV show. It's about two individuals who look very similar, and they're both sexual deviants.
You're looking at me like that should be enough to get it.
This one's super easy.
Double what? TV show? Sexual Deviants, two of them.
That look identical.
Twin something? Twin Freaks.
There
twin
you
freaks.
Go.
Oh,
we talked about Twin Peaks
gosh,
for 10 minutes.
I was like, twin. Yeah. Good job.
I was trying to think of something with Double Dare.
Double Bear? Like just two
if
bears?
If they were gay guys. Yeah.
Fuck, we probably mean? Already did Double Bear. As long as it's not Family Double Bear, that'd be gross.
Oh, no.
Mary.
Ew, okay. I own it's a video game.
Ooh.
And it's just a video, or it's based on a video game. And this porn is a video of just the top parts of women's legs.
Again, with thighs. What is it with you?
I just love them.
Golden thigh?
No.
I'd say sure.
The fact that it's just ladies is very important.
Okay. His Girl Thigh Day?
No.
That's a movie.
That's not a video
It's a
game.
Very new video game, if that helps. Do you guys play video games? Is my preaching
too wrong? I play... The video game that I spent half of this afternoon playing is the remake of Wind Waker from 2002.
Good.
So I'm not really up to date on
it's
the
not,
new shit.
It's not one you can play on the Wii, I'll tell you that.
Okay. But is thigh correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm just trying to think of words that rhyme with thigh.
No, you got thigh already. I guess you have to think
I'm
of the real
I'm getting
thing.
Back to the original, yeah. Will I have heard of this?
I would hope so. Tyler, do you play video games?
I'm too broke for video games.
Man, when do I have to give it to you guys?
No.
We'll make some guesses and then
we'll get there. So it's a new, like, it's out, though. You can play this game.
But it came out, like, a week or two ago, I think. Yeah.
No Man's Thigh.
Nailed it.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know what this is.
No Man's Sky is the new video game that came out.
I have never heard of it.
Oh. It's okay. It was really...
I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's one I was, like, really, really hyped, and now it's, like, not doing great.
Mm.
People don't like
it. Yeah, I am 0% surprised about that. I was looking forward to playing it before it got delayed 17 times.
Got delayed 17 times, and they were like, it's when you, like, explore a universe, and you kind of, like, start on, like, a place, and you craft and make, like, a spaceship, and you fly through the universe. And it's supposed to be, like, it, like, generates as you go, but it's, like, a thing where you're supposed to be able to, like, meet other people, like, from the real world, like, in the game. Like, oh, maybe you'll land on the planet with, like, some other random person on it. But then they made it so it was, like, not multiplayer, so, like, you're just flying through this universe by yourself.
Sounds really depressing.
Boring, and then it's like more crafting than people wanted to do, and it's just like,
Do you play it?
No.
Or you just heard that it was
shitty? This is what I've heard. Okay. So I'm still like kind of want to try it, but I'm just debating on how much money I want to spend on it, I guess.
I feel like if I had a next-gen console other than the Wii U, which doesn't really count as a next-gen console.
Not count.
It's the latest generation of the Nintendo family, but
it's accurate.
If I had a PS8 or whatever those fools are on.
Four.
I feel like they come out with a game a week that everyone on the internet is saying is the best game ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely not play one that I heard was not that great.
That's true. There's too many good things that you know are good.
If I had disposable income, I would just buy a boss-ass gaming PC.
Yeah, I consider that a lot.
But then I bought a fairly modest and economical laptop for school.
For school, back to school.
Oh yeah, when this episode comes out, I will have been in school for 2 days.
Congratulations.
Again. Wait, so what happens with Jarb when that happens?
I go back to my old job.
Oh man, so you're... I feel like you just started parking around. You're done parking for a while?
Yeah, it's super depressing, actually. Like, I was doing this job that I actually really enjoyed and, like, looked forward to doing, and now I'm going to be doing my monkey's job selling fucking grow clothes to growers out of a thrift store. Like,
but you're almost done with school, right? This will
that's
be,
true.
Is this the last year or the last semester?
My last semester. I'll be done in December.
And then will you go back to the park in January then?
No, then I'll start applying to national parks.
What was the park job? I missed this.
Oh, yeah, you missed all of this.
Have you guys not talked all summer?
I think, like, the last couple times I've been on, Tyler wasn't here, and I was hosting.
Oh, right. Tyler's had a really whack schedule because of this job.
What was it?
Yeah. I worked for California State Parks. I was just, like, the guy. I was a park aide, so basically the person at the campground who takes your money.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, but they shuffled me all around, and I had a wacky schedule. Some woman broke her ankle, and I saw the bone popping out of her foot. That was pretty fun.
Oh, God.
And what else happened? Actually, the other day I had to lead a little lost kid back to his campsite. That was fun.
Aw.
Yeah. But that's about it. I really liked it, though. And now I have to go back to the thrift store, so that's not so great.
That's not plus fun, yeah.
Fucking Macklemore.
Yeah. Fucking Macklemore, yeah. Hopefully, though, like, college is starting back up. I'm hoping to get back on that street food tip.
Yeah.
Now that we got all these wasteful college students, because everybody who's living here year-round like me is, like, poor like me. So, you know, I see a slice of pizza on the road, I have to fight off three other dudes for it.
I would think that your park job, you'd be able to go by a campsite and, like, someone left half a loaf of bread and a jar of peanut butter or a three-quarter bag of marshmallows or something like that.
I did get a little bit of camp food. I got, what did I get? I got 24 hot dog rolls.
Okay.
That was good until the word rolls.
Well,
24 hot dog rolls.
No, I was pretty pumped on the rolls because I bought a bunch of turkey dogs and ran out of rolls. Now I got 24 free rolls.
Nice.
I got a box of Cheerios. I got a half pound of salami.
Woo!
Yeah. I think that was about all the park food I got.
Man, hot dog rolls. I'm never going to talk shit about hot dog rolls because of the time that a hot dog roll saved my life when it was the first Brewfest I ever went to and I totally underestimated like how drunk I would get, how fast I would get. So right. I was just like so drunk and needed to eat something, and then we were like in line for food, and like it was like this, it was a brat guy, but the line was super long. We were in line forever, and then he ran out, and then this girl we were with, I guess, sweet talked from the brat guy a pack of hot dog rolls because he didn't need them anymore because he ran out of meat. So we just, like...
ate those.
Yeah, like, four of us shredded through a dozen hot dog rolls in 4 seconds. It was crazy, but I felt so much better.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Somebody's in my house.
Is it me?
No. 1 second. I'm going to go check on this. I'm confused.
I don't want to have, like, a murder recorded on this podcast.
Well, I mean, the nice...
Sponsored by Sargento.
Dial 9-1. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, is that absolutely right? Just dial the last one. Okay.
That's the joke.
I got it. It landed. Are we supposed to talk shit about Tyler now?
I think that probably I'll just put in a bumper I have, which is the sound effect from the old Batman that they would use every time they went from once. Right.
You can use that instead now if you want.
I already have it.
But this one was free.
Oh, you guys, I've been gunshotted.
Oh, okay. You good?
No, I'm fine, yeah. It was, nobody. It was a ghost.
Wait, no, seriously, someone wandered into your home?
No, it was Becca's coworker who was coming over here to get something that she had, forgotten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, not that fun.
Tyler, did you do a porn title? Oh, sorry.
Oh, do I have a porn title? Sure, I can do one.
Yeah.
Very bad, though.
Well, they all are, so...
you're not wrong. Okay, so this is, it's based on a TV show, and it is a pornography about fellatio, back in a time when nobody shaved their pubes.
Okay.
I guess the nobody shaved their pubes thing is just more of a hint to what era we're in.
So there's not, shouldn't be looking for a bush or something like that.
No, you shouldn't.
Okay. So, old-timey BJs is what we're talking about here.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is it just old-timey BJs?
Oh, yeah. You guys never seen that show, Old-Timey BJs, on A&E?
That sounds like it could be a Bill Cosby project from the 80s.
When he was raping all those ladies?
Well, no, just like, you know, with Fat Albert.
Wait, Tyler, what was the clues?
So it's a TV show and it's fellatio from a time when nobody cut their pubes.
I don't like cut their pubes. Just that say that combination of words sounds gross to me. So help us with the era here.
Okay. Well, what type of when people talk about a certain hairy era, what are they talking about?
I feel like you could go from the 30s back forever.
Right. Like, almost all of
almost history. All of it.
No, okay. Well, I feel like there's a time that was very well known for people not shaving during their pornos.
Oh, the 70s?
Yeah, there you go.
Like when porn started.
Oh, that 70s blow?
It's that 70s blow.
Oh. Okay.
So, see, I was thinking... how disappointed are you, Mary?
Very.
I was thinking, are we talking about medieval times, or are we talking about Civil War era?
Yeah, I went to, like, dinosaur caveman time, and I just went back to, like, Hand Before Slime again, which is one that Sam did, like, a million episodes ago.
I'm pretty sure we did Fraggle Cock at one point, too.
And now I'm just going to say the Flint Bones.
Oh, so
let's get that out of the way.
Flint Bones. Oh, you want to do this last article here?
Sure.
From the Independent... .co.uk. Beer to be made from yeast swabbed from Roald Dahl's writing chair.
Ew.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot more to say about this article.
Oh, no.
What?
People need to stop doing these things. Like, I remember the one time we had a thing that was like, I'm making a beer out of, like, pages of an old book.
Moby Dick.
Yeah, it's just like, guys, just, like, make beer out of, like, clean, like, normal beer stuff, not, like, someone's butt yeast.
I actually did drink that beard beer.
The what?
A brewer made beer with the yeast from his own beard.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Ugh, how is that?
It's fine.
It's just, oh, I don't know.
Oh, but one good thing about this article, if you scroll almost all the way down to the bottom of the page, no, that's not true, like halfway down the page, you'll see an ad on the side that says 17 celebrities you will never guess are Muslim, and somebody's photoshopped a hijab onto Emma Watson.
I don't think we don't have that one,
but it sounds fine.
Sounds fine. I think it sounds hysterical.
Wait, but I think... should we actually, like, read part of this article, though? What is it called? The beer Mr. Twit's Odious Ale has been brewed using yeast swab from the wood of Roald Dahl's famous writing chair.
I feel like that's a good name for this beer, Odious Ale.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty gross. But it doesn't sound It doesn't say what kind of beer it's going to be.
Because it doesn't matter.
An ale.
It'll probably be a wild ale, because it makes sense. But
this is the most wild yeast.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter, because all they're trying to do is make some sort of whack-ass beer.
And they're doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I like that they actually did get the permission of Roald Dahl's estate to do this. That's very polite of them.
I would like to see the backstory where they break into the Dahl estate to do some Ocean's 11 yeast heist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is fucking stupid.
Why?
Because it's not...
It's not as stupid as, Big Pizza Money Beer.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
At least this is just yeast. I mean, it's like... They're trying to make a big deal that's like Roald Dahl's personal butt yeast. It's not. It's just wild yeast. But
I mean, can we
big
just,
money pizza beer?
Can we just
that was ridiculous.
Veto the addition of ingredients for the sake of saying you added them when actually they don't add flavor? Like
butt?
This yeast or the pizza or the fucking book. Like, all that shit. Can we just cheese it with all that stupid shit?
I don't think so, because people are buying these things to be like, hey, check out this butt beer I have.
Oh, I
you
guess
you
they
keep
are.
Buying these things and trying them on the show.
Well, yeah, because I'm super duper curious.
Yeah, see? They got you. They got your number.
Well, one was...
We are definitely part of the problem.
Yeah.
Well, I think that they've been... The ones that I've had have been by breweries that I've liked. So I've had them to drink the beer from a brewery that I like.
Okay.
Is the excuse that I tell myself when I need to sleep.
Not me. I just buy shit to buy shit. You guys.
Okay.
Okay. So that's it. I don't think you're gonna be trying this one though, Sam, unless you travel across the pond, as it were.
Just to break in here. Have you heard about this 105-year-old woman got to tick off a pretty racy bucket list item?
This is one of our ads, Tyler.
No.
Oh my god, scroll down.
Oh, this is one of your ads.
Yeah.
That's nice. What's her bucket list item?
On her bucket list this year, she wanted a cake delivered by a fireman with tattoos.
What? That's not racy. Was his dick in the cake?
One of the firefighters climbed through the third floor window to present her with cake.
That's the least racy thing I could do.
And then, showed her tattoos, presumably?
They fought over who got to climb through the window and deliver her present.
I thought it was going to be, this year for her birthday, 8-year-old grandma got a cake in her butt.
First off, she's 105. Yeah, I definitely saw the picture of, the fireman in front of her with the cake, and I was like, he's definitely a stripper, but, no.
No,
he's literally just a fireman.
Like, that's a nice thing of this guy to do.
So specific.
And, good on him, but why are we reading this? Why does this exist?
You clicked on this.
Well,
you did this.
Well, what happened is they baited my click, and I feel like there should be a term for that.
Oh god, I think you've made that joke before.
Probably. Can you scroll down? I can see this.
What happens if there's a fire and everybody's over at Granny's house?
It's this one dude.
No, there's a bunch of them. The Goodly firefighters.
Oh, it's probably just one truck's worth. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, there was a guy who barricaded himself in an apartment and was shooting at the police. So they called all the police from our area to go deal with this problem. And I just couldn't help thinking what a great time it would be to rob some banks, you know?
Or just start looting.
Sargento just called me and they said they don't want to be associated with a podcast that condones looting.
We should probably just rate these beers, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam.
Mary, would you like to start?
Oh, I'll start. Okay, so a reminder, I had Milwaukee Brewing Company's Booyah, which is an apricot saison. It got better as I drank more of it, probably that nice 6.5 ABV that it's rolling with. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I've had better saisons on this show and off of this show. I'm going to give it a 6.2, because it's fine, but not my favorite. Yeah, I don't know, not enough apricot or apricot. Is it apricot?
Apricot. I think it's regional. I think
it's
you're
regional.
Getting either way.
All right. Yeah, so it's fine. It just didn't have enough of the sweet fruit taste that I wanted in there. Yeah, 6.2. Do I recommend it to anybody? No, I don't. Do I have to?
No.
Okay, I'm not going to. That's it.
All right.
I think I've had beers before that I've recommended just to my enemies because they've been so bad.
I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
I'll recommend it to you.
Because you don't like me that much.
Because you're, middling.
Okay. Neato.
Neato.
So I had Flying Dog Ancho Lime Paradise Lager. It was kind of a medium-low amount of spice. The sweetness was kind of faded to subtle by the end. All in all, it was kind of unremarkable for how wacky it should have been. I would give this 5.8. Like, it's fine. I would recommend this to someone who wants a hot pepper beer and is kind of new to hot pepper beer, because they would think that this is totally zany. But once you've had enough hot pepper beers, you can kind of tell the good from the bad, and this one's nothing special.
All right. I had Evans Brewing Company's Chocolatte Chocolate Porter. It was pretty good. Definitely a lot more choco than latte. There was, you know, maybe a little bit of kind of a bitterness, a coffee-like bitterness at the end, but mostly just notes of chocolate, which is pretty good, but not that complex. I would give it, I think, a 6-7. I would recommend this to, I don't know, I guess people who want a really chocolatey beer, but who don't want something super filling. You know, being a porter instead of a stout, it's a little lighter, so that's kind of nice. But I guess that's a pretty small use case.
Should we go around the horn again and just say what food we would pair this with that we could use Sargento in?
Okay, yeah, sure. I like that. Sargento, it's a cheese, right?
They make a lot of cheese.
They make
like
all the different kinds of cheese.
So I would say a quesadilla with their four cheese Mexican blend. You know, it's got just a little bit of spice to it. Nothing, not a whole lot of crazy kick, but it would pair with this. Because, you know, it's got a little bit of a kick, but it's nothing nutso either.
Alrighty. Boy, this is hard. Maybe like some crackers with like a smoked Gouda or something like that would go well with my beer.
I don't know if they make Gouda. Do they make a Gouda?
They make everything pretty much.
Okay, I guess I've never had Sargento Gouda, but I'm sure it's great.
Okay. I was gonna go with, I guess, pairing this apricot saison with like a nice cheddar, because like cheddar can go really well with stuff like apples and other like light fruits.
Like fruits, yeah.
So I guess I would go with that. I don't know what food I would want with that. Maybe just also crackers.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. There's a little bit of a picnic vibe there.
Yeah. I like picnics. It's summer still.
Barely, yeah.
Back to school time, Tyler. Get out there.
Aww. Yeah. All right. Well, I will enjoy going to school, and you folks will enjoy your prosperous jobs. And hopefully everybody else will enjoy this podcast. So thank you for being with us, Mary.
You're welcome. Sorry, I kept trying to steal the host job from you, Tyler.
I know, I'm getting really suspicious now, but I managed to retain my throne for now.
You did, with some sick burns.
Okay, well, if you have any sick burns to lay down, you can tweet at us at BrewsDayTuesday. You can email us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com, or you can comment on our links at BrewsTues.com. Other than that, we will don't let the best keep you down, and then we will see you up and around. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need.